tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we want to prepare our hearts for prayer. Let us believe God because we know he can do all things. At this time, Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond will lead us in a word of prayer.
Please, thank God for another opportunity. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for another opportunity to bow our heads before you, my God. Oh, my Father, look down on us with compassion, Lord. Have mercy on our souls and forgive our sins, my God. Oh, Father, blot out transgressions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we ask you to move this night, my God. In the name of Jesus, send our anointing tonight, Lord. Send your power, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, send your word tonight, Lord. I know you're able, God. Have your own way tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch and heal tonight, Lord. Strengthen tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Look on the sick and the shut in, Lord. Look on the incarcerated, God, in the name of Jesus. Look on the corona stricken, my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I know you're able, God.
You're
Have
able.
Have your way tonight, Lord. Move in signs and wonders, Lord. Work miracles, my God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint the speaker of the hour, my God. Touch right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Send thy word tonight, my God. Let it go out and have free course, Lord. Let it prick unto the heart, my God. In the name of Jesus, I know you're able, Lord. Oh, my God, all those that are on the prayer list that are requesting prayer, God, touch right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know every situation, God. You know all about it, Lord. Thank you tonight, my God. In the name of Jesus, do it in your name, Lord. In your name, Jesus, we're calling on you tonight, my God.
Oh,
asking in your name, Lord. Have your eternal way tonight, Lord. Let your will be done, my God. Strengthen and encourage, God. Oh, my Father, have your way and sing your word to your name, my God. Bless us tonight, my God. Bless every listener, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, grant the petitions of their hearts, my God. I know that you're able, Lord. These and all things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming to Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. And at this time, I want to be reading the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 37th number of Psalms, 3:9. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man whom bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake thy wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 37th number of Psalms, verses 1 through 9.
Lord, thank the Lord for that beautiful passage of scriptures that was read coming through Sister Cheryl Edmond. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we want to thank you again for tuning into this broadcast on tonight. You're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And at this time, We want to say if you would like to be on this broadcast, you can dial in at 701-802-5175, and the access code is 5847-681, pound. And we are on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. and Sunday night at 7 p.m. So if you want to receive, and if you want to receive a free Bible, you can call in at 856-304-7774, and we will take your information and see that you get a Bible. These are the King James Version Bibles, and they're brand new, never used. So if you would like to have one, feel free to call in at that number, 856-304-7774. And also, we want to remember in our prayers all those who are on the prayer list and those who are dealing with COVID, that COVID virus. We want to remember them in our prayers. Evangelist Paul on the Thompson family. We want to pray for Evangelist Khadijah. The Lord is blessing her, and we want to keep her in our prayers. We know that God is a deliverer, and he's able to clear that COVID up completely. And let's remember Minister Troy Johnson. I believe he was in the hospital. I'm not sure if he's still in there, but he was hospitalized. So we want to pray for him. And also Robin, Michael Carr, Fetty Lawhorn, Tanika Huff, the Spriggs family, and these are people who have lost loved ones. They're bereaved of their loved ones. That is the Spriggs family, the Parham family, Elder Barry Johnson and family, Mother Janice Marshall and family, Deacon and Sister Gatewood and family. Those, we want to continue to pray for them because we know that you just don't get over bereavements overnight or over a week or two. We know that it takes time, so we want to keep them in our prayers. We also want to pray for Stephen Allen Sr. He's a cancer patient, but we do know and we believe that God is able to deliver him from the cancer, and we have witnesses. God has done it for them, and I know he can do it for him too. And we pray that the Lord will save him, fill him with the Holy Ghost. We're praying for Charles Morris, Larry Denson, that the Lord will deliver him from his situation. Antonio, Nicholas, Henry Edmond, and Mary Edmond. We want to continue to pray for them and also add it to our prayer list. We want to pray for Sister Rhoda. She's on the line with us tonight, but we want to pray for her that the Lord will touch her body, that the Lord will heal her body, so that she can continue to minister even to my dad. So I thank the Lord for her because she goes and takes care of him. And I appreciate her. I appreciate what she's doing, the work that she's doing. The work that she is doing is a great work. I tell you, anytime that you minister to souls, to the sick, the ministry in itself. So let's pray for her that the Lord will touch and heal her body. And at this time, we thank the Lord for all those who are on our prayer list. And now we're going to have a song selection coming through Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond.
Amen. Pray for me as I attempt to sing this song. I say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, to your will and to your way. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, when your spirit speaks to me, with my whole heart I'll agree, and my answer will be yes, Lord, yes.
Praise the Lord. A legend coming through, Dr. Cynthia Edmond. She sang the song, said, I say yes, Lord. Glory to God. Will you say yes to the will of God? Glory to God. We thank the Lord for that selection. And now we will hear words coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. Thank God for blessing us to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. So glad that you tuned in. And I thank God for the prayer. I thank him for the opening scripture, beautiful passage of scripture, for the selection. I just thank God because this is a night of praise. And this is no time to even fret over what the enemy is doing and what somebody else has. Don't even worry about it. Just trust in the Lord. And if you just say yes to his will, if your answer is yes, God has great things in store. And I thank God once again for blessing this great ministry and how the Lord is reaching so many souls. So many people are blessed through this ministry. And I'm happy to say that I'm one of those who are truly blessed. And I thank God for all of you who have tuned in tonight. And I want to encourage you to just listen and keep listening and keep listening until you hear the voice of the Lord. And when you hear his voice, when he calls on you, will your answer be yes? It should be yes. I encourage you to say yes to the Lord. Amen. Yes. Praise the Lord. I thank God. Happy down in my soul. And we're not going to prolong the time, but let us prepare for the word of God. And this is the highlight of the broadcast, the word of God. That's the most important part, most precious and nutritious spiritually and also naturally. Praise be to God. So let's tune in. Let's get our listening ears on and open our hearts and our minds, and let's listen for the voice of the Lord. At this time, the broadcast is back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those remarks coming through. Dr. Sheila Hameen, I tell you, she's right. It's time to praise God, to lift him up, give him some praise, because he's worthy of the praise. For whatever situation we might find ourselves in, we can still say, thank you, Jesus. If there's pain in our body, we can still thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We can still lift up the name of Jesus because he's yet worthy. When we think about what he went through so that we could be saved, glory to God, we still should say, yes, Lord, I'll accept your will, whatever it is. I'm willing, glory to God. And it's this kind of ties in with our message. Yes, Lord, yes. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to have a word of prayer. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you in prayer. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We pray that you will continue to bless our souls, that you will send your word and send your anointing. Let it reach some soul tonight. We pray that you will touch those souls that are ailing. We know you're able to heal and deliver, save and forgive. We are trusting in you on tonight. Continue to bless. Have your way and let your will be done. We thank you for this prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us go to the book of Isaiah, number of Isaiah, 53rd chapter of the book of Isaiah, verse 1, also St. John 12 and 38, and also Romans 10 and 16. And I'm going to begin reading with Romans, the 10th chapter, and verse 16. It reads, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who have believed our report? And let's go over to St. John, the 13th chapter, verse 37 and verse 38. And that is verse 37 and verse 38. But though he had done so many miracles for them, yet they believed not on him. That the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom hath the arm of the Lord been revealed? Praise the Lord. Let's go over to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, and verse 1. Who hath believed our report? And to whom arm of the Lord revealed? Praise the Lord. And I believe we're going to go over to Isaiah, the 6th chapter, and verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above it stood the seraphims. Each one had six wings. With twain he covered his face, and with twain he covered his feet, and with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongues from off the altar. And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lord, this hath touched thy lips, and thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And he said, go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed. Then said I, lo, how long? And he answered, until the cities be wasted, without inhabited, the houses without man, and the land be utterly desolate. And the Lord had removed men far away, and there be a great forsaking in the midst of the land. But yet in it shall be a tent, and it shall return, and shall be eaten as a till tree, and as an oak, whose substance is in them. When they cast their leaves, so the holy seed shall be the substance thereof. And I believe this was Isaiah. He had a vision. And in the year that King Uzziah died, that's when he was able to see the Lord, because he had something else set up in his life that needed to be removed. So when Uzziah died, then Isaiah was also able to see the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Glory to God, and above it stood the seraphim. Each of them flew with two wings. Hallelujah. And they covered their face with two wings. They covered their feet with two wings. And hallelujah, with the other two wings, they began to fly. And one cried and said to the other, he said, "Holy, holy, holy, the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Hallelujah. And the doorposts began to be moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke. Glory to God. But anyway, Isaiah, he heard the voice of the Lord. And the Lord began to say unto him, "Who will go for us?" And Isaiah was able to answer the call. Hallelujah. After he had been purged and his sin had been taken away, he was able to answer the call. Glory to God. The word went out. The word of the Lord, it went out. And in the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, the word of God said, "Who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed?" Who have believed the report? The preaching has gone out. The word of God has gone out. But who have believed the report? Glory to God. The Bible says, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. You see, the word has been preached, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For he saith, "Lord, who hath believed our report?" So the preachers have been preaching. Hallelujah. And the word of God has been going out. But I want to ask this question. Who have believed our report? That's my title tonight. And the theme is, I believe. I can't speak for you, but I can speak for myself. I believe. Hallelujah. And when you believe, you have religious convictions. And you have a firm conviction about something, about what you are doing for the Lord. You have a firm persuasion about what you're doing. Hallelujah. If you don't believe in what you're doing, you're not even persuaded. Glory to God. If you're doubting about this way, you are not fully persuaded. But I can say for myself, I believe. I heard the word of God preached when I was in my sin. Hallelujah. And I believed the word of God. I was persuaded in my heart that this word of God was right. And I took the word of God by faith and began to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, we got to take God at his word and believe on him. As the scripture has said, if you don't believe on him like that, nothing is going to happen. When Isaiah believed the word of God, something began to happen. purge him and clean him up and forgave him of his sins. And I can say for myself that the Lord began to purge me and forgive me of my sins. He blotted out of my transgression and had mercy on my soul. And he saved me. He filled me with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. He quickened my mortal body. And he began to speak through me in other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. I believe tonight, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You can't even serve God if you don't believe him, if you don't trust him and take him at his word, if you're not persuaded that this is the Christ, the Son of the living God. How can you serve him? You can't serve God in spirit and in truth if you don't believe him. Hallelujah. If you don't believe him, nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to move you. If you don't believe God, you're not going to try to do that which is right and pleasing in the sight of God. If you don't believe him, hallelujah, you're going to go your own way and do your own thing. But I'm persuaded that this is the Christ, the Son of the living God. I believe today, I believe that he divided the sea. Hallelujah. I believe, hallelujah, the Lord of hosts is his name. I believe he to the blind. I believe he turned the water into wine. Hallelujah. I believe that eternal life is mine. Glory. Hallelujah. I believe that he turned the water into wine. I believe that he gave this eternal life to everyone that believe on him. I believe, hallelujah, he ran those demons into the swine. I believe he healed a woman who had the issue of blood. I believe, hallelujah, that he bled and died. I believe that he rose with all power in his hand. I believe he came down off the cross. He is now on the right hand of the throne of God. I believe. I don't care what Satan says. I don't care what he does. I believe. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep that which I committed unto him against that day. Hallelujah. I'm persuaded that this way is the right way. Hallelujah. I'm persuaded that he's coming back again. He's coming in the clouds, and they that are ready are going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. I don't know about you, but I'm waiting. I'm trusting. I'm believing in the word of God. I know his word is right. He cannot lie. He cannot fail. But the word of God standeth sure. Hallelujah. His word is forever settled in heaven. Hallelujah. His word will not change. Glory to God. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word, it will not pass. It's going to stand. It's going to stand forever. Glory to God. God's word is true. Had they not all heard the word of God, verily the sound went out, but they had not all heard. They had not all believed. They wouldn't even believe. And Jesus was working miracles right in the midst of them. He was opening the blinded eyes. And some of the Sadducees and the Pharisees, they didn't want to believe. And some of them, they did believe. Hallelujah. But they were afraid. They were afraid to let the high priest know that they believed Jesus. So they kept quiet. Hallelujah. But when you find Jesus, hallelujah, you're going to let the world know that I found Jesus. And I'm glad about it. You're going to tell the world what God had done for you. When the Lord saved me, I went back to the class and I began to tell them, I found Jesus. I received the Holy Ghost. They looked at me like I was crazy, like I lost my mind. But I told them anyway. I told them that what the Lord did for me. And one of them looked at me and they said, why are you wearing that long dress? Hallelujah. You see, before that, I had the mini dress. But after Christ came in, he took off the mini dress. Hallelujah. Yeah. I covered myself up. Hallelujah. And the devil took note to it. But I'm glad about what God has done. It's a mighty work. It's a great work that God has done, not only for me, but for everyone that believe on his name. Glory to God, when you believe on Christ, you're not going to be ashamed to tell somebody what God has done in your life. You'll let the world know that you've been born again. You'll let everybody know, I've been changed. I'm not the same. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I believe. I don't care. Satan may come up and throw everything he can. Oh, I'm going to trust God because I believe him. I take him at his word. I believe God. I don't believe what Satan say because he is a liar and he's the father of lies. Hallelujah. When you believe God, you may be going through tests and trials, but you'll wait. You'll stay right there and wait on God because you are persuaded that God will come to your rescue, that God will deliver, that God will make a way out of no way, that God will come to your rescue. For God knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation, that they may be able to bear it. I believe, glory to God, I believe, no matter what Satan says, no matter what people say, I believe that's what counts. It doesn't matter what people say. Doesn't matter what people think. You just have to know for yourself what God has done for you. You believe on him. As the scripture has said, valley shall flow, rivers of living water. Glory to God. The Lord will prove himself. You don't have to try to take matters in your own hands. I said, God, he will prove himself. He doesn't leave himself without a witness. You don't have to be afraid of man that's going to die. Hallelujah. But God, he never dies. He's alive and he'll live in you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm encouraged. I'm encouraged to take God at his word. I heard the preached word of God, and it pricked my heart. Glory to God. And the Lord, I said, the Lord, he delivered me and cast my sins into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. To be remembered no more. Hallelujah. The Lord said in his word that he would cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Hallelujah. But man that's going to die, they'll never forget. They say, I remember when, I remember this, I remember that. Hallelujah. But God, he doesn't remember, because he cast it into the sea of forgetfulness. I believe that's what matters. As long as I believe, you don't have to believe, but as long as I believe it, then thy faith is by your faith. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead, and works without faith is dead. Hallelujah. We have to take God at his word. We have to be persuaded that none of these things shall be able to move us. We have to take God at his word and trust him, and he will bring us out all right. Hiding, and he brought me out all right. I'm glad about it today. I praise God. I lift him up. His name is worthy to be praised on the night. His name is above all others. There's none other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. None other than the name of Jesus. Jesus is his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. You can call on him. If you believe him, you will call on him. You'll go to God in prayer and call on him until he come in, until he purge you of your sin, until he forgive you of your sin. He'll come in. He'll take control. He'll deliver you. He'll make you whole. Hallelujah. You ought to try him. Try him for yourself. Try Jesus. All you have to do is receive the word of God and believe the word of God, and he will do it. He'll do it for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I praise God for the word of God. At this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Oh, praise the Lord. With that powerful message, let us turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, oh, God, for your messenger. Oh, Lord, we thank you for everyone who's listening. We pray right now, God, that you will touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Oh, blessed Savior, cause somebody to believe this report. Rebuke the spirit of unbelief in the name of Jesus, and help somebody to look to you and to trust in you, Lord. We pray, God, that you will save and that you will deliver somebody's soul tonight. Oh, God, bring the backslider back. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Restore their souls, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Loose their shackles. Destroy the yoke of bondage in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we call on you tonight. We ask you, Lord, to remember those who are on the prayer list, those names that were called out. We pray a special prayer for them, Lord. asking that you will stop by, oh, my God, for just a little while, that you will lay your hand upon them, Lord. Touch their body, their mind, and their soul in the name of Jesus. Heal and deliver, Lord God. Encourage their soul, Lord. Let them know that you have the power to
yes.
do everything. Nothing is too hard for you, my God.
Jesus.
Move in a mighty way, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Bless their soul tonight in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, we believe the report tonight. We
yes,
know,
Lord.
God, that you are Almighty God and that you are our healer tonight. Lord, we know that you are our deliverer. You're our burden bearer. You're everything to us, Lord Jesus. We are praying right now, Lord, that you will manifest yourself to that one who does not know you, Lord.
Yes.
Make yourself known unto them. Let your glory be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest. Oh,
yes.
Lord Jesus, take yes. away all the doubts. Take away all the unbelief. Take away the fear in the name of Jesus. Clean them up, my God. Sanctify their heart. Clean up their heart, Lord. Wash them and purge them. Make them all over, Lord Jesus. Do wonders in their life. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
oh, Lord God, we ask that you will continue to bless this broadcast, Lord. Continue
please,
to bless all of those who are listening tonight. Oh, Lord, and those who are listening from afar. Oh, my God, bless them abundantly in the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus. Do wonders in their lives. Move
please.
By your power, Lord.
Move,
send
Jesus.
Your anointing, Lord Jesus. Continue yes, to send your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on the speaker for tonight, God. Praying, Lord, that you will ever bless her and anoint her the more. Use her for your service, Lord. Oh, God, have your way in her life. Work things out for her, Lord Jesus. Open doors and make ways in the name of Jesus. We know you have the power. Everything, oh, God, is in your control. We are asking you to move right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, remember all who are on this broadcast tonight with us. In a special way, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Let the blessing come down and let it overtake us in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
have
Jesus.
Your way, Lord. Let your holy will be done. Oh, God, take us through and help us
yes.
to hold to our faith.
Help us
to trust in you.
Yes,
though
Lord.
The things may not look too good, but if
yes,
we will trust you anyway,
help us, Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name, and we give you praise, oh, God. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you, Jesus.
Magnify
thank you,
Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank
you,
you
for
Jesus.
Hearing out.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you for your
yes,
death, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Put it to your name, Lord. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord God. And now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to bless us, Lord, and be with us. Let your
yes.
presence remain with us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, all of these and other blessings we ask in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise
amen.
My God. I thank God. For that powerful message, I thank God. Praise the Lord. This has to be personal. You have to be the one to believe for yourself. And the
amen.
Question is, who has believed our report? I
amen.
Believe the report. I
amen.
Believe, hallelujah, what God
yes,
has done. I believe it. Hallelujah. I believe
yes,
it. Praise be to God. I thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because
thank
this you, word came tonight, and the word of God just came in its fullness.
And anybody who is listening, I believe God has blessed your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I know my soul is blessed. Lord,
yes,
truly blessed me. And I'm so glad about it. And I hope that you have been blessed in a special way tonight. Praise be to God. I just thank the Lord once again for that powerful, anointed message coming through Evangelist May. And this question is just a question that needs to be asked. Who has believed the report? We must believe the report of the Lord.
Amen.
Because otherwise, we can lose out. We won't get the blessing that we desire to get if we don't believe the report. So I just encourage you to believe no matter what. Don't listen to what others are saying, what somebody else is saying, but you believe for yourself.
Yes.
Trust God. Hallelujah. Yes. I just thank the Lord once again. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks. Evangelist May, if she so desire to have any remarks.
Praise the Lord. All of those who are on the line, if you'd like to give remarks, you can.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for the word of God that came tonight. Amen. And truly, Evangelist May preached out of her soul. Amen. Who have believed the report? Amen. Lord, I believe. I tell you, we must believe on God. We must believe. Like she began to preach, we can't even serve him if we don't believe him.
Yeah,
amen. I believe, you know, people believe in some of everything. They believe lies. They believe everything. But refuse to believe on the Son of the Living God.
Amen.
And the one that can help them, the one that can deliver them, that's who they refuse to believe in. But they believe everything else. But I thank God for that word tonight. I want to encourage you, the people of God, to take the word of God in, apply it unto your heart, live by it, and you will be saved.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And like I said, if anyone else, any other clergy on the line, desire to give remarks, you can certainly do so at this time.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, asking that question, who hath believed the report? And then the follow-up, I believe. And she spoke about having a firm conviction, a persuasion. And Isaiah, he was, you know, convicted within himself once his sin was purged and his iniquity taken away. He volunteered to go when the Lord asked, you know, who would go. He believed. Else he couldn't have worked for God if he didn't believe. Like she said, you couldn't have. You can't serve God if you don't believe him.
Amen.
It doesn't even make sense. But I believe the report, and I truly enjoyed Evangelist preaching. I really did enjoy it. I was smiling, just enjoying it. I knew it was going to be carried over from this afternoon. She was so stirred up, and I'm just glad that I was able to hear the word of God preached in its fullness. Then it's maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Man, anyone else? Praise the Lord. And I tell you, she is stirred up, and I'm glad about it. It sounds like a revival to me.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo! It's reminding me of the old time way, the old time revival. I feel a revival coming on.
All right.
All right now. I just thank God. I truly enjoyed the message on tonight. I thank God for this, the Gospel Truth broadcast. At this time, we're going to turn this portion of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for Dr. Evangelist Hameen, Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, and Dr. Khadija Hameen. We thank the Lord for our doctors tonight, for the word of God.
Amen.
And for the prayer, the anointed prayer. Woo! Yes, Lord, thank you. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord God.
Glory to your name, Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, yes, Lord.
Thank
you.
Yes, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, my God. My God. Oh, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh, my God, who will go forth? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory. Yes, Lord Jesus. The harvest is plenteous. Hallelujah. But now, yes, Lord, the labors are few. Hallelujah. Who will go? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God. Souls need to be saved. Souls want to be healed. Souls want to be delivered. Hallelujah. We got to work while it is day. Night coming when no man can work. Hallelujah. The day is far spent. Hallelujah. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. Glory to God. We're getting closer and closer to the end. We must go into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, the Lord, he will repay. Hallelujah. He's going to pay us. We can't look to man to pay us. We can't look about, think about what man is saying. We better do what God said do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The song that was sang tonight said, I'll say yes, Lord, yes to your will and to your way. It's time. It's time to say yes to the will of our God. He's going to pay us one day. He's going to pay us. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Isaiah had things in the way. He had things that were set up. Uzziah, oh, my God, was set up in his heart. But after Uzziah died, then he was able to see the Lord for himself. Hallelujah. Sometimes you can hear the Lord better when you get rid of everything that's not like the Lord. When you get rid of all these weights that seem to try to weigh us down to keep us from going forward in the Lord and doing the will of God. Glory to God. But we have to see God, see Jesus, because he's the one that's going to pay us. Man, that's going to die. They can't pay us. They're just an arm of flesh. But God, he's got all power in his hand. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation that they may be able to bear it. Hallelujah. I'm trusting in God. My trust is in the Lord. I'm looking to the Lord. I'm looking and I'm trusting in the word of God, not what man say, not what man heard, not what man think, not how man feel. He said, my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so is his ways higher than our ways. Glory to God. Trust in God. Lord, I believe. I believe your words. I believe what you told me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not worrying about what somebody else said. I'm not worrying about what somebody else thinks. I'm not worried about it's how God feels toward me. And it's what God thinks about me. He said, I know the thoughts that I think of you, and they are not evil. Glory to God. I trust God. I've taken at his word, and I'm willing to do whatever he wants me to do. Glory to God. I believe God for myself, and that's what counts. We have to believe him for ourselves. Glory to God. I just thank God. I thank him for his moving, the moving of God's spirit, word on tonight. And I thank God for each of our doctors that is on the line tonight. And if there's anyone else that's on the line that would like to say something, you can unmute your phone and just speak a word for the Lord. If not, we thank the Lord for everyone that's on the line. We thank the Lord for Sister Rhoda being on the line on tonight. I know she's not feeling well, but I believe God. We prayed the prayer of faith. And if you believe God, he'll do just what you need him to do. So we thank the Lord. If that's all, any further remarks? Not. We thank God.
I thank God for your prayers, woman of God. We believe the report of the word of God. The word of God says,
yes.
Jesus took our sicknesses, our diseases. He was beaten 39 stripes on his back. By his stripes we are healed. We are already healed. So receive that healing in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank the Lord for you, Sister Rhoda. That's
Amen.
Right. Believe God. Take
Amen.
Him at his word. So we thank the Lord for her. And if there's no one else, we thank God for you. And at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. And at this time, we're going to say, if you want to tune back in, tune in on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We'll be right back here again. God bless you. And
Amen.
May heaven smile upon Amen. You. If that's it. Bring this broadcast to a close. God bless you and good night.